This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It kind of goes in waves depending on the political climate in Washington and how much tinkering Beijing decides to do. But we talk about the Chinese currency, the yuan or the renminbi, not infrequently on this program. And there is big news of it today. The International Monetary Fund has decided the UN is now going to sit with the American, European, Japanese, and British currencies in the basket that the IMF uses as its foreign exchange benchmark. This is something China has wanted for a good long while, and to be fair, Beijing has changed how it handles the UN to make this happen. That said, though, the Chinese financial system is still far from a model of transparency. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story from New York.
Imagine a Thanksgiving dinner with a grown-up's table and a kid's table. This is not just me suffering the lingering effects of excessive turkey and whiskey. I actually ran this image by Matt Slaughter, dean of Dartmouth Business School and a former White House economic advisor.
Today, the IMF did go to the kiddie table and tap China on the shoulder and say, you know what? You're grown up enough. You've been doing enough things. We'd like you to join us at the grown-up table.
But at that table where the dollar, euro, yen, and pound politely dine on roast turkey, there has long been concern about China's past naughty behavior, the economic equivalent of flinging peas across the room. Many American politicians say China holds down its currency value to help its exports. China's markets are unwelcoming to foreign investors, and many Western bankers don't trust official economic stats. But don't expect all that to stop now that China's currency is dining with the global elite. Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's not a full game changer. China is still, in many ways, a highly non-transparent economy.
But he's optimistic.
It's a positive step. And if China hadn't been included, certainly things wouldn't have been any better.
And perspective helps, says USC finance professor Baizhu Chen.
In the old days, there was only one bank. Everything was completely determined by the government.
And things are very different than 30 years ago, even 10. But not enough for the global financial system. Today it places a bet that shuffling the seating chart will encourage China to change more. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.